Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Let's give him a shout of praise. The battle of a warrior is with a confused noise. Give him glory, give him glory, give him glory, give him glory. Celebrate Jesus this morning. Magnify him. Come on, give him a shout.
Hallelujah. I want to go through the word of God with you briefly. As we're getting ourselves ready for the Lord's communion. Wow. I feel joy in my spirit. This year is gonna be your good year. I feel it. I sense it. And I know it's real. I know it's real. I know it's real. I know it's real. He said that weeping endured in the night. But this morning is the beginning of your joy. Father, we thank you this morning for your presence. Your unusual presence. Your unusual presence. Your unusual presence. Your unusual presence that we feel in this atmosphere. Indeed, you are here to bless us. Holy Spirit drives us through your word. And may we live here blessed like never before. In Jesus, the precious name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. This morning, we are filled with gratitude. As a matter of fact, the whole of this month is your month of gratitude. Oh, I'm not feeling you. Bosomi nyina no eya bosomi a ye da ye niso e die e ka chirade se erade e da wase. How do we do that? We do that through thanksgiving. Remember what the psalmist told us in Psalm 100 verse number 4, that I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. It takes thanksgiving to enter in. For every entrance, it requires thanksgiving. The other day, I told you that if you need the password into spiritual truth and into the realms of God's glory and into the will of God, that password is thanksgiving. If you find yourself standing at a door where the doors are not opening, where the gates are locked, you are blocked from moving to the next level of your life, your key and password is thanksgiving. Today, I pray for you that your thanksgiving will be higher than your prayer. In this year, let your thanksgiving resonate every day of your life, and you'll find yourself in the next level of your life. I'm speaking on the subject, thanksgiving, my gateway to the next level. Thanksgiving, my gateway to the next level. And this is part two. This is the second service, and this is part two. It is important for us to understand that according to the word of God in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 18, the Bible says that the path of the just is like a shining light. The path of the just or tuning in the namono. Bible says a strength that yara da and the cod da and munyamu. Or tuning in the namono. A strength da at the cop dining on him. Ah, the part of the God. Those that God has redeemed, God has redeemed you for a higher level, for a next level. You have been saved not to be stagnated. You have been saved not to be stagnant, but you have been saved to move forward in life, to have a better life every day. Onyankopon ogia onam Kristo so dia gene no ene se ye beko ye nim danida to se oteni ni nanamo no ehren debierada. The redeemed is saved for the next level. You must begin to experience life in the next level. Every year God brings you into an experience of a next level. Every year, God brings you into an experience of a next level. Can I push it? Every year, God brings you into an experience of the next level. God is not so much interested on what he did yesterday. He's much interested in what he's going to do with you today. Is somebody here with me? God is always on the move. God is always doing something. God is always doing something. God is never stagnant. God is never waiting. He's always doing something. And anyone that comes to God, he also expects that your life will always see increase, see fruitfulness, see another level of your life. And I came to declare and to prophesy over your life that in this new year, God is taking somebody to the next level. Come on, your arm is weak. You are being lifted to the next level of your life. You are not going to be stagnant. You are never going to be stagnant. You are moving to the next level of your life in all ramifications of your destiny. You shall not be marking time. You are not going to mark time. Every year that God brings us in, he expects us to do better than we did the previous years. He expects to do better with us than he did before. The path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. We don't know a better yesterday, but we know a better tomorrow. Is somebody here with me? That is the kind of call that Jesus Christ has called us in. It is a call of progress. It is a call of continuous advancement. The path of the just is a continuous advancement. God wants you to have an advancement every day of your life. God wants to see you progressing at every moment of your life. God wants you to have a better tomorrow. You are created to have a better tomorrow, not a better yesterday. Say, I am created to have a better tomorrow, not a better yesterday. You have been brought in this year to have a better this year than you were last year. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? But it is important for us to understand that in the gospel according to St. Luke chapter number 13, verse number 7, Luke 13, 7. This is what God requires of you, 13, 7, Luke 13, 7. The Bible makes us to understand that the husbandman, the fine dresser, came and said that, behold, these 3 years, I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it on the ground? And the phrase that is so much important to us this morning is that I have come seeking fruit. God expects fruitfulness every year, every time, every moment of our life. He expects a better tomorrow than we did yesterday. And I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that this year you will not be a victim of stagnation. I said you will not be a victim of stagnation. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse number 3, the Bible told the people of Israel that you have dwelt on this mountain so long a time. You have been at one place for so long a time. You have been wandering around on this mountain for so long a time. You have been doing the same old thing so long a time. You have been actually doing, practicing what you know for so long a time. It is time to go forward. Come on, tap three people around you and tell them it is time to go forward. It is time to go forward. There is no time to waste. There's no time to waste. There's no time to waste. It is time to move forward. You've been where you are for a long time. You have been marking time at one place. God did not create you to mark time. You were not made to mark time, but you were made to move forward. I came to let you know that by the power of the Holy Ghost, you refuse to be where you are. You refuse to be where people last saw you. You refuse to be where they buried you. But some power is going to drop on you, which is going to drive your life, drive your destiny, drive your marriage, drive your finances, your career into a better place. Come on, if I were you, I would jump and shout, yeah! I see you getting there. You have dwelled on that mountain for too long a time. It is time to push forward. What's not be poised to watch at all? I see you moving forward. I said, I see you moving forward. And in moving forward, what does God intends to do? In Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19, amazing scripture by all standards, that says the word of the Lord. He said, remember ye not the former things. Remember ye not the former things. Remember not. It's good that I went through what I went through, but I will not allow what I went through to determine my future today. Everything that I've been through has been an experience to give me a better tomorrow. Everything that my life has been has to prepare me for today. It may have gone wrong. It may have been a mistake. It may have been bad. It may have tested. It may have not been good. But everything that I've been through is what have prepared me for a better today and tomorrow. Remember not the former things. Yes! It may not sound good, but it's good it came. It may not be better, but it's good it came. It may not be so good, but I thank God that in the midst of it all, I did not remain there. He has brought me through. Remember not the former things. I believe some of us had a bad year last year. You went through some things that you don't want to remember. And you maybe see Abrabunima, you just don't want to remember. Somebody left you without no reason. You lost some things without no reason. Certain things happened to you without reason. You became frustrated. You became attacked. You were villainated. You went through so much difficulty. But remember not. Because it is so important that what God is going to do is going to be better than what he did yesterday. But remember not, because what is ahead of you is going to be greater than what you have been through. Remember not, because God is about to blow your mind. You haven't seen anything yet. Am I preaching to somebody? Come on, top three people and say, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. God is about to blow your mind. The thing that you are relying on, that you are relying on your money. You thought God bless you. You thought you have arrived. You thought all is well. You thought that you have gotten it all. But I came to let you know that God is about to blow your mind. God is about to change your demographics. God is about to turn situation around. Remember not. I came to let you know that where you are is not where you're supposed to be.
Maybe you think you have achieved enough. Maybe you think that you have done enough. Maybe you think that you have had enough good. Maybe you have arrived. So therefore, the likelihood to be complacent is so high. But the word of God came to me to tell anybody here whose heart is ready for the year 2022 that remember not. It may be good, but I'm about to do something. It may be good, but something is about to happen. Hey, don't consider the things of old. Let the old remain in the old. Let the past remain in the past. Let the past friends be remain in the past. The past issues remain in the past. Forget about the past. Don't worry about the past. The guilty feelings, the things you went through that did not accept you, the people who rejected you, the people who didn't come through for you. Hey, don't consider the things of old. I refuse to allow the past to ruin my future. Let the past remain in the past. In case you did not hear, tap three people around and say, let the past remain in the past. Forget about the one who did not help you, the one who couldn't talk to you the way you expected, the one who looked down on you, the one who didn't help you. Hey, let the past remain in the past. Remain in the past. Hush, remain in the past. 19 said, behold, I will do a new thing. Let me tell you, there's something that no eyes have seen. There's something that no ears have heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of any man. The things that God has prepared for those that love him. Who told you God has given up on you? Who told you that you cannot make it this time? You told that your life has come to an end. I see a new you coming up. I see a new you resurrected. I see a new you coming on. If you are the one, shout here. Oh, come on. Am I speaking to somebody here? Behold, I do a new thing. Whatever you consider new, in this season, may the Lord release it unto you. I will do a new thing. Some of you are used to the old path. You are used to the old ways. You are used to the old things. You are used to the way you do things. And sometimes it becomes difficult when you are shifting from the old path. And some things that you know, the traditions and the cultures of your life, that which has brought you over the years, you are so much attached, and we are so much attached to the situation, to the extent that your desire and your quest, your test for new things has actually drained. And some of you wish you were like who you are. You feel that if I had gotten to the status of this person, or if I have reached where this guy has reached, or if I have been able to do this, if I was able to do this, then I think that is enough. I came to let you know that something new. Oh, look at you. Something new. I prophesy over your life. A new day has dawned for you. A new opportunity has dawned for you. A new hope has dawned for you. I see the horizon of a new dawn over your life. I see the possibility of God at work in your life. What no eyes have seen, what no ears have heard, neither has it entered into the heart of any man. Behold, I do a new thing. Every spirit that is in our DNA that abhors new things, I stand on this exalted altar, and by the power and by the strength of the Holy Ghost, we break that limitation. We break that limitation. We break that limitation. For some of you, somewhere, somehow, inwardly, you desire new things. But just as new things are coming into your life,
Somewhere, somehow, there is an abortion in the realms of the spirit, and it becomes a mirage. But on this exalted altar, by the mantles of my destiny and the mantles of my calling, I break every attack on the new things in your life. If you are the one, shout yeah. Come on, shout yeah. New things. New things. Now it springs up. I said, now it springs up. Now it springs up. New glories. New realms of destiny, changing of levels, they are springing up for you. What people used to refer you shall no more be the altar of the day. A new you is coming up. He said, I will call you by a new name. I will call you by a new name. You shall be called Hephzibah. You shall be called Hephzibah, the beauty of the Lord. I see God changing your name, God changing your levels, God changing your status. If you are the one on the back, just scream hallelujah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. You are used to know a particular path of your life, and that path has been a desert path. That path has actually been a path of wilderness. But God says, I'm going to cause you to walk on a different path. This year, you will not walk on the path of wilderness. Oh, look at you. Your wilderness experience are over. God says, I'm bringing you into your promised land. Hey, I didn't hear it. Your wilderness experiences are over. God says, I'm bringing you into your place of milk and honey. A place of milk and honey. A place of milk and honey. Every part that you are used to that did not bring glory and honor to God, that part today has been blocked. May a new part be created for you. Your amen is weak. I said, a new part be created for you. I said, a new part be created for you. It will cause rivers to flow in the places of your life that used to be like wilderness. He will cause rivers. God is about to overflow you with superabundance. I call something an oceanic blessing. Say oceanic blessing. Are you ready for that oceanic blessing? It is the blessing that knows no bound. Come on. The blessing that cannot be quantified. The blessing that cannot be measured. It is the blessing that is full, that the Lord says is releasing upon your life. If you are the one, shout, I receive it. But it is important to step into the next level of our life. You can stand for the word. I'm ready to push certain things right here. Before you can move into the next level, you need strength. Come somebody and said, you need strength. Amazing. Because nobody has been able to break the force of gravity without the pressure of aerodynamics. There is a law that says that whatever goes up must come down. And therefore, if you want to remain up, then you must be able to break the force that brings you down. Come on. Come on. Come on. Somebody's going to remain at the top. In the year 2022, you will remain at the top. Every force of gravity is broken down. Ah.
I understand per my knowledge in aerodynamics that aeroplanes averagely have about 5 engines. And before every plane takes off, the pilot starts all the engines, because he needs some power, some strength, and some energy in order to break that limitation. The reason why many of us cannot move higher into our next level is that there are limitations. So what the pilot does is that it starts all the engine, then it begins to taxi with certain speed and certain force. And as a result of the speed and the force, is able to glide into the air and break the clouds into a certain realm where it can comfortably coast. At the beginning of the year, you need a force and you need a power that must break every limitation. Into the level of coasting, the pilot puts off 4 of the engines and is left with 1, and he begins to soar. There is one thing that brings power and energy for everyone to move to your next level, and that force, that spiritual force, is your thanksgiving. It's your thanksgiving. I said it is your thanksgiving. As simple as it may look, as simple as it may be. In Habakkuk chapter number 3, verse number 17 through to 19, he said that though the fig tree shall not blossom, yes, indeed, the fig tree is supposed to blossom. But though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and shall there be no hand in the store. What a limitation. What a force of gravity at work. Nothing works, nothing stands, nothing is fruitful, nothing works. Sometimes we come into the year like this and nothing works. Last year, certain things did not work for you. You thought you were making life, but you were still taxing. You were actually not making any improvement, no advancement. Nothing was happening. Even though you were doing, you were moving about. Movement doesn't mean progress. The fact that you are moving up and down doesn't mean you are progressing. Though the victories are not blessed, though there shall not be fruit on the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail. Push it to verse number 18. Yet! Three people and say, yet. Yet is the ability and the faith that defies the odds, that defies the situation, that does not look at the negativity of what is happening, nor the condition of that bad situation. Yet is the faith that resonates with someone who doesn't care what the enemy is doing. Yet is the situation where you come into the faith of God, believing that it doesn't matter what comes to me. I don't care what the enemy does. I don't care what is being thrown at me. I don't care what I have or what I do not have. Yet. Come on, it is a realm where you don't consider the things of old, where you don't look at the bad situation. Who is not talking to me? Who is not smiling with me? Yet. Yet. A realm
where you come to, that you know that though he slays me, yet will I praise him. And I came to let you know that your Redeemer liveth, and at the end he will show up. Tap three people and shout, yet, 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 yet. I don't care what happened last year, yet. I don't care what I lost, yet. I don't care my situation, shout, yet. It is a level when you come to that nothing stops you, that nothing stops you. You may have been encountered with so many problems, but the level of yet is when you draw your total reliance on God and know that God is your helper. No muddy, no mortal person under the surface of the earth can help you. No human being can be trusted. Yet because my Redeemer liveth. Yet because if he wouldn't help me, he wouldn't have brought me through. Yet because I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able. Yet because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Yet because that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every other tongue is condemned. Yet because I know my God is able to do exceedingly far more abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Somebody shout, yet. I may be sick in my body, but yet. The business is not working, but yet. My job is failing, but yet. People may have rejected me, but yet. Come on, come on, tap three people and shout, yet. The marriage may be failing, but yet. You may not have anybody here, but yet. I see God turning the yet, the situation. Yet, one of the keys you need this year is your yet attitude. Yet. Because let me tell you, the devil will always attack you. He hasn't stopped attacking. He will use somebody to discourage you. In fact, he will bring all kinds of issues. The matter of fact is that he's not interested in your car. Neither is he interested in your relationship or anything around you. All that he wants you to do is to give up on God. But yet, we are not giving up. Come on, tell three people, we are not giving up. We are not of them that give up. We are not of them that lose out. We are not of them that give up. Yet! Yet. Have a yet attitude this year. Because let me tell you, whether you like it or not, the enemy will come in like a flood. He will come in like a flood. But the good news is that the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, hey, the Spirit of the Lord, I see the Spirit of the Lord raising a standard. If you are the one, you will shout, yeah. He's raising the standard of your health. No sickness will be touching your body. He's raising the standard of your finances. No amount of lack and want will afflict you. He's raising the standard of your career. You will not be out of job. He's raising the standard of your spirituality. Shout, yet. Many a times his desire is for us to give up and give in and not be able to fulfill our destiny. But little did he know that he has prepared a power, a supernatural surge. Come on, that is going to come upon someone and drive you along your way. So Habakkuk said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, my God. Yet I will rejoice. There is a secret to life.
which propels supernatural energy in a man to be able to break the force of gravity and soar on your higher pedestal. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll joy in the God of my salvation. I came to let you know that joy is not determinant on the out happenings. Our joy doesn't come because of the car you have, the houses you build, or the money or the material things that are around you. But our joy is an inbuilt, an inherent of the Spirit, is the fruit of the Spirit. It doesn't matter what comes my way. It doesn't matter what is happening. I will rejoice in the Lord. He will make your feet like the hind's feet. And he will make Pastor Obed. He will make Pastor Obed walk upon his higher places. Can I make an announcement? Somebody is entering into the next level of your life today. You are climbing. Yesterday is gone, but another day has come. Last year is gone, another year has come. God doesn't want you to remain where you used to be. It is time to mount up on your higher places. On your higher places. Sometimes the things we go through, the challenges of our life, the perplexities of our destiny, and the vicissitudes of life make us weak. Weakness is human. It is not wrong to be weak. Sometimes it is not wrong. But what you do when you are weak is the problem. Sometimes it's good when you have fought many battles and your strength is weak. You need a spiritual propeller, something that will surge you forward into your realms of next level. I know we fought many battles last year. We waged many wars. In fact, the things that passed through our eyes, if it had passed through our mouth, all our teeth would have gone out. But thanks be God, who always causes us to triumph in him. The other day, Elijah, a man and a prophet of God, the Bible talks about his likes there has never been. A man who could command fire from heaven to consume the altar. A great man of God. A man full of zeal and power. After he has been in context with the Baal prophet, felt so weak. In 1 Kings chapter number 19, verse 5 and 7, the Bible says that he had a letter from Jezebel that just as he did to his to her prophets, the same way she is going to do to her. Just a letter from a woman. Women are powerful. Be afraid of them. When a woman says that you are doomed for good. When a woman says you, I will bring you down. Fear them. Listen, he single-handedly killed over 50, 80 prophets. One man, bang, 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 bang. Killed everyone. One man. And then just one woman wrote a letter, not even by herself, that just is normal, eh? You know it. Just as you did to my prophet, the same I'm going to do to you. Then the whole prophet, yeah. The whole prophet was running after his life. Why? Because he was dissipated of energy. He was dissipated of strength. There comes a time that when you know you have fought your greatest battle, that is where the enemy will attack you most. Because at that material moment, you feel weak and down. The devil knows the right times and the right places to hit you. It is good to be weak, but don't allow the weakness to overwhelm you. This man of God started running after his life. He went down to sit under a tree, hoping for death. In fact, if this woman will kill me, then let me die on my own. Sometimes because of the challenges of life, you just want to give it up. In fact, for me to go through this, then let me die, God. But whilst he was there as a man of God, without strength for the next level, the Bible says, go to verse number 5, please. Are you with me, church? And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him. This morning, may you receive a touch by God's word. And said unto him, arise. Arise. Eat. Then verse number 7, the Bible says, push it to 7, please. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise. Eat. Because God is never complacent with where you have come. He's more concerned with where you are going. He's not concerned with where you have come from. But he's more concerned with where you are going. Remember not the former things. Church, we may have done our best, but God says this is just the beginning. This is just. You may have done your greatest feats or achievements, but God says that this is the beginning. Arise and eat, for the journey is long. In other words, you require strength. Supernatural energies to be able to propel you and drive you into your next level. He said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord.
For the sovereign Lord is my strength. And he will give me a feet like the hind's feet to climb on my higher places. Have you forgotten that in Isaiah 40 verse number 19, no, push it down, 29, he said that he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. He giveth power to the faint. He giveth power. Somebody who is fainting, because it is not your fault to be fainting. You have fought many battles. In fact, when you have really fought, you tend to lose a lot of energy. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no mind, he increases their strength. Then he pushed on to 30. Even the youth, those who feel they have strength and energy and power, those who feel that, naturally, per their age, they have the vigor, the strength to be able to push. The Bible says, they shall faint and weary. And the young man shall utterly fall. But thanks be to God that those who wait upon the Lord, can I push something here? Bible says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for your life. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for your life. In everything give thanks, this is the will of God for your life. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. I'm pushing something here. For this is the will of God for your life. And Hebrews tells us that we must have need for patience. For after we have done the will of, we will receive the promise. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, waiting is an expression to secure God's will. Everybody who waits is expecting the will of God for his or her life. Why do we fast and pray as a form of waiting? Is that we will be able to understand the will of God for our life. But he said that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. So waiting equates securing God's will. Whenever you wait, you are securing God's will. And that is an expression of thanksgiving. So in waiting, we give thanks. That is why he said weeping may endure for a night. So in your weeping, you wait for the promise. And the promise is that the will of God will be perfected in your life. The secret to your waiting is in thanksgiving. So waiting does not necessarily or only means to fast and pray, but to thank God in securing his will. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. In other words, the promise will come. And by reason of the promise, the strength of God will come upon them. And they will never be operating on the lower levels of life. They will not be living the same old lifestyle they used to live. They will not be operating on the same altitude as they used to live. They will not just be running on the taxi, you know, or taxing on the ground. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that give thanks unto God, they are going to receive power. They are going to receive supernatural energy. Strength is going to come upon them. Just as he said, I will rejoice in the Lord, for the sovereign Lord is my strength, and he enables me to climb on my higher height. In the same way, those that give thanks to the Lord, you receive supernatural energies to fly and to soar high like that of an eagle. In this year, your thanksgiving is what is seeing you at the top. Are there eagles in the house? Do you know that God made you to be an eagle? I refuse to be a chicken. Oh, come on, push it right there. I refuse to be chicken. I will no more be wandering around with chickens. Yes, I know I'm covered with chickens, but I'm not made to be a chicken. I am made to be an eagle. And by the strength of the Holy Ghost, through my thanksgiving, somebody is about to rise up and fly. Come on, give it to me. You are about to soar on high. I said you are about to soar on high. I said you are about to soar on high. Maybe you didn't understand me. There is a power of the Holy Ghost that is coming upon you by reason of your thanksgiving. From today, you are changing levels. You are changing levels. I said you are changing levels. I said you are changing levels. Are there eagles in this house? Come on, let me see you. I know the chickens are the ones who are sitting down and they are not doing it. But are anyone that feels that from today is your day of takeoff? Oh, look at you. Today begins your takeoff. I said today begins your takeoff. I said today begins your takeoff. You are climbing on your higher heights. You are climbing on your higher heights. If you are the one, shout, yeah! Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. You see how scriptures, it's explaining scripture. So in waiting, we secure God's will through thanksgiving. And that propels us into the realms of an eagle. Listen, this year, you are not permitted to play with chickens. You are an eagle. Can I prophesy? Leave the chicken mentality. Leave your friends and colleagues who are chickens. Let them know that you are born to be an eagle. You are born to be an eagle. Hey, are there eagles in the house? In your health, you will soar. In your finances, you will soar. In your spiritualities, you will soar. Whatever you could not do before, the power of the Holy Ghost. And can I tell you the secret? Thanksgiving is not only what we offer to God, but also what we receive from Him. That is what most of you don't know. The greatest way we can say thank you, Jesus, it's not when you are saying it with your lips, but when you are receiving Him with your heart. That's a secret. The best way that many of you know to express thanksgiving is to go to somebody and say, "Hey, Jamie, that was what you are." Yes, that is one aspect. In fact, it is the physical aspect of it. But real thanksgiving is when you give me a gift and I appreciate it, and you see me on the gift, and you see the gift that you gave to Pastor, that he's happy and excited in using it. When you see, even if I don't say thank you, the moment you see me with the gift, it is enough for you. So you know what? When God loves us so much, according to John 3:16, He gave us Jesus as a gift. And receiving His gift, the Bible says that we all have become children of the living God. Now, our thanksgiving to God is not to reject the gift, but to allow the gift to
work in us. God does not require anything made with hands. In fact, he had everything. What he needs from you is your heart to receive his son as a gift. That becomes your thanksgiving. Anytime you reject what God has for you, it means you are ungrateful. You see, it is the other way around. Can I come again? If you say Nyankopon Muno, Jaya Jini Shirano, and let's say Yenison, Obi Hono at Yenye. Oh, man, dear, I was Yamedasi. O Casa, a Yamedas, let's say, woe, and you saw. But you are Jewa Chedia too. Now, oh, you swan up. One come a dancing bar. Who will send you Pacron and any other day? I saw. And today I know for something. Any other country where is here than I see you? Nemum Yakoma, your day, Jim. Never Yesu Christ to a team. And it's just here day. And then I see. A conversion. Yesu Bahunemu. Nay, it will be any home. Nan so. And now. You make the obedient, a bravo boy, a woo be woo ye, who sorry out the mayano, Ninano, a war, the Hunam, and any mojem. Messiah, what dear woman? Dear yes, obey a yanano, on young coupon bonnet toffer, and what a woo woon a singing on a song. See, I see no. Na one casa, si as name of the Nansa swore, or sorry, a friend of me. And no, and not a war, Nimuna, Nimuja, and Tansan Obi Wono, by your trust, dear Emma, a seaphone, said the Mijina Homany. Nintia was a me wound ye. Nintia was a woman crying. Say a miwachino mubenya sun suma modia edemo be konkai ewa brabo tiye. Put those scriptures there. Look and to say na look kai emna ebi achino Bible say na Yesu wa ode asuafo no aba together no Bible say ofa ensano na oda se. Dear, one nurse is a radiam and a dianu. Nemomono or das say, dear and son of Indian Homa. Oh, come on. What do I say? You will bring your diania, your das is a radiam and a yes, you pay your pay down, son of das, you know. Ain't let's say a radiant or so my son. Name of all Dennis is said and saying, a moja, a yes, moja. And now, who can do more? I say, now, of far, Bodo, no, and also, or die, I say, Dano, and you say, Radio, my pan, no, a dear. Name of me, though, I see what dear, who a pan, he ate in a home. Ah, and Lydia Bay, me, oh, at that time, yes, no, Casamano. That's in ye. O call Hila Casa or the troll. Sa as Dana or Dama, wine, no. Any as Da or Dama, your friend is saying, Pan or na. And your Casamino, Brofumo, a friend of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, Catalina said, thanksgiving. She, you know. Na hila kasano en kasami enu na ye kabo mu o ka thanksgiving wo hila kasamu a your friend eucharistio say eucharistio wona ko roman dano enu ti na devia roman form ko ma sa so ye ko eucharist na je say or person or chile se walk or dance. Now Thanksgiving no. Ah, he let me your friend Eucharist, you know, it's not home. 2 words. And a healer for a Greek for on the Troy. The first one, a you, because you, E you. So, Obia, a Greek in you, because you are, or say good. And you can you are, say good. You, you, and a castle toss of your man. What the Troy, you know, are a giving. And no, no, yeah, caris. Kase caris. Na caris, no, so asia tsle name. Eh? As I just say, grace. Adam. It's me, caris, I was there. Caris. And you can say, Sakasa, you know, you. Any caris, no, a bomwa. And no, next time, there, dance. And yes, you dare, Sima, and why no? No, that's Sima and Nipediano. But let's say, good grace. Good grace. I don't want a your papa. I don't be a home. I don't wait here and your papa. I don't be the Oba 2021. Now I don't for Frobby at the old rat 2022. No, since I don't wait here. Good grace. And see, I got thanksgiving. The actual sense, let me say, Lord, I receive your good grace. Grace in the way. And the Oyanko Pondom, I Yesu Christo. Or say, John chapter 1. Verse number 14 through to 15. And the word became flesh. And it dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace. Higher. Higher. Then you continue. Push it right there. He said, go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. And of his fullness have we all received. So, as I bring the message to a close, that which is going to propel you into your next level is your thanksgiving. Now, in your thanksgiving, you are not just saying, Radim, but you are receiving good grace. Now, Bible says, and you are done so. And on the other day, said, well, the poor guy was saying me to send me a meeting and now Christo Adonti. Grace is a maker. Grace makes destiny. And you are doing the picture in the bar. And you want free food trouble. And you want to see my palm at Napia. And you are doing the sister Shabra. And you are doing the sister Nipa Tepia. And then Radia Domo was sitting there. And the picture say, your amen is sick. I said your amen is sick. I said your amen is sick. Shout good grace. Good grace. Good grace. Good grace. Good grace. Now good grace, you know. I don't know when your coupon they are showing. And he said, rather, men pull up. He said, I don't. See, you are playing something. Stop the key. Come on. Essence of my grace. Is centered on your grace. Adon. Can you be on your feet and raise your hands? Oh, Adon. Come on, raise your hands and worship him.
Come on, raise it.
It's centered on your grace.
So listen.
A writer to Habakkuk says, it doesn't matter what is happening.
Yet,
I will rejoice. Because the secret is that in my rejoicing, in my thanksgiving, I receive good grace. That strengthens my feet to climb on my higher heights. This year, 2022, you are coming to receive good grace. Can I tell you again? Grace is a maker. Whatever somebody has that you don't have, grace is what has brought the person there. And that same grace can take you far. It can take you farther than the one you desire to be. He said that I am who I am by the grace of God. And the grace that was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than them all. Grace. So you may think that you are just coming for communion. But little do you know that you are receiving good grace. Wow. How many of you need good grace for the journey 2022? This is what Elijah needed when he felt so weak and thought that he could not continue. He was just waiting for death to take over. But then the Bible said that an angel of the Lord came to touch him and said, arise, eat, for the journey is long. I came to let you know that 2022 is going to be a long journey with many issues. But this morning you are receiving good grace that will take you far, that will strengthen you, that will position you on your next level. Lift up your hands and thank him for his good grace. As you are thanking him, you are receiving from him. Open your mouth. Come on, thank him. Come on, raise it now.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.